Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. Liverpool preparing to take on Atletico Madrid in the Champions League.
These are the games.
These are the fucking games, mate. This is what you live for, isn't it? You live for being 25 points clear at the top of the Premier League and you live for the Champions League. Last 16 tie against great sides. Atletico Madrid being that game today. I'm joined by Ben, by Kieran and, of course, by Georgia for this one. Ben, Champions League, Atletico Madrid, they're not the side that they were, but there's still a side that we should fear.
Absolutely, and these are the type of ties. I mean, we're long past the point of just wanting to be in the Champions League now, but these are the type of ties that you're in the Champions League for. You know, when you think about the 17-18, you know, when we went, obviously we played Porto the last couple of seasons, which isn't exactly a glamour fixture, but these are the ones where you want to put yourself up. You're in this competition to put yourself up and prove that you're the best of the best. We've already done that over the last 12 months by actually winning the thing, but you know, every single time that we go into a game against a top side, historically in Europe a top side, you know, over the last few years Atletico Madrid have been in and around the last stage of the competition, it feels like every year, and it's just a really exciting one just to watch and be involved in.
And this is a ground that we know pretty well.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I just wrote a mention on myself. Wanda Metropolitano. Fantastic team. I mean, as soon as I realised it was on Tuesday, straight after the Norwich game, I thought, oh, I just can't wait for it. I want it to be Tuesday already. So I'm dreaming about going up the pub, but I can't. Like you say, these are the fixtures you wanna watch as a fan. I'd love to be going out there, but the history of a team's now how close they are as well. You know, got players like Fernando Torres played for them both, and I just they're one of my favourite Spanish teams. So I can't wait for this one.
I know me and Paul had an unbelievable network game on Footy Manager back in the day. In fact, it might have been Championship Manager. It was that long ago. He was playing as Valencia, and I was playing as Atletico Madrid. Yeah, we were like, that's where my love for Atletico Madrid comes from, if I'm honest.
I did wonder where you were going with that story.
I absolutely loved them. Like, it was a hell of a, like, old school network game on the internet, just the two of you. We'd spend all the time on the phone, and then you'd realise after like an hour of just heavy breathing that you've not said anything to each other for like an hour, and then it was back in the game. But I love Atletico Madrid, and I love what the manager has done for them. I love the way that they play. I think I find it quite refreshing the way that they play as well, Georgia. But they're going to be difficult to play against, and we know that.
Yeah, no matter what form they're in, and I know we say not, they're not the side that they have been, it kind of all goes out the window when it's Champions League knockout, and especially when you get matched up with Liverpool. I think when two big clubs come together in the Champions League, it doesn't matter, that it's going to be a good game either way. And I think this will be kind of a good test, and it'll show how good the Liverpool side are, because I think we're doing so well in the Premier League, and I think that's kind of become a just constant mantra, if you like. Everybody understands how good Liverpool are, but I think to see them perform in Europe and to see them possibly perform better than they did last season will be something that people kind of get excited about then.
I think, Ben, I think for me, you know, I look at what Simeone's built at Atletico Madrid, and he hasn't quite got the players, of course, that he used to have. You know, there's no Griezmann there anymore. He's got Morata, who scored 9 goals and got 1 assist so far this season. Carrera, obviously, whether he plays right or whether he plays up top is going to be tough. The one thing that Atletico Madrid do is they play 4-4-2, and if there's any formation I think that has given Liverpool some struggles this season, it is playing against two strikers up top. How do you think Liverpool will balance this tie? And I say tie, not just this game, over the course of the two legs. Do you think they're going to try and go and get away goals because it's in our makeup? Or do you think Liverpool will be quite pragmatic in their approach? And, you know, we know how good Klopp's been over two legs in European football. He's not been beaten in two legs of European football for Liverpool. How do you think he'll go about it?
I think this is going to be a really interesting tactical game to see. Because I think the first half an hour, potentially, of this game at least, is going to be the two teams just trying to figure each other out a little bit. Liverpool, I don't watch enough Atletico Madrid. And actually, I think I don't watch enough Spanish football to really predict how Atletico Madrid are going to set up here. My very limited knowledge suggests to me that actually Liverpool might have a lot of the ball. And it will be down to us to try and break them down and figure them out rather than the other way around. Now, whether or not Liverpool them decide, well, again, as we discussed on the final word, I feel like we will score. So if Liverpool get their away goal and go, you know what, we'll take a 1-1 draw because we'll have you at home. Whether or not we take that attitude, I don't think he will. It doesn't feel like Klopp's style. I think he goes out and he tries to win both games. Mm-hmm. And I think we're good enough to do that. But, you know, this, I think it suits us having the away leg first, put it that way, because it gives us an opportunity to, as I said before, just figure them out a little bit and get a feel for how they're going to play. And then we can adapt that then, whatever the situation is, when we play them at Anfield in 3 weeks' time.
I mean, this Atletico Madrid side, it's been known for its defence for the last probably close to a decade now, hasn't it, Kieran? But what you've seen this season is they don't have the best defence in La Liga. I think they've conceded one more goal than Real Madrid, who do have the best defence in the league. But what they don't and what they're not able to do this year is score the goals to win them games. I think I'm right to say 10 draws. They've had 10 wins and 4 losses. That's very un-Atletico Madrid. They're obviously in fourth place in the league now, quite some way behind Real Madrid. And, you know, they're not scoring enough goals. They've not even got a goal a game.
Yeah.
And for a team that's fourth in the league, that's going to be a concern for them, isn't it? But so for them, I think it is just about shut up shop, try and sneak a goal either here or at Anfield. Can you see it any differently?
No, not really. With such a history of great strikers as they've had, it's probably confusing Simeone at the minute about trying to find the right formula to get it. And like you say, the defence is definitely not what it has been. I think the attitude Liverpool are going to take is not quite the heavy metal football, because we got a better defence than that now, but I do think we're going to go gung-ho. I think we're going to try and get a couple of goals, and I think it suits us being away for the first leg, definitely. Like you say, might take a little while to work it out, but I do think they're going to go elf leather definitely towards the end of the game. And the Atletico team doesn't, like Georgia said, the form might not be there, but there's still a formidable opponent, you know what I mean? It's going to be something good to watch, I think.
The way we approach this game now, I mean, given the situation in the league, we spent a lot of the season saying about Man City and saying, you know, if we have a 7-8 point gap, you know, maybe Man City will turn their attention to the Champions League and drop off. Actually, we're at a point now where we can almost afford to do that ourselves. And we can go, you know what, actually, these players now go, there's an opportunity here for a double.
Yeah.
And I think that will be the thing. And this team is
good
enough.
We've got a double, mate, in the bag.
We've got a treble in the bag. If you count the
league.
But I think these...
which we should be.
One game at a time, Chris. One game at a time.
We're going to win the league.
The team is good enough to dominate any game of football, and I think they all recognise that now, and I think that's the difference between, you know, maybe now and 18 months ago, that the journey that these players have been on since Kiev, really, is that Liverpool can rock up at it's a stadium that is familiar surroundings, you know, and they will have happy memories there, but Liverpool can rock up away at one of the best defensive sides in Europe in one of the most prestigious grounds in Europe at the moment and dominate the game and win the game. Yeah. And that's mad. That is mad.
Yeah. Georgia, I think, you know, when you look at Atletico, I think that because they don't have many goals in them, I think Liverpool will probably go gung-ho, see them out first 20 minutes, see what they're like, get a goal, and then just play it by ear. Mm. And maybe, because you've got the options to shut up shop because you're so good, or you can go for the throat and try and kill the tie in one game.
Yeah, I think that's what we're trying, of like the difference of seeing Liverpool not just beat an Atletico side, but to absolutely dominate it, and us the side, whether, you know, oh, we've got this in mind, we've got that in mind, no, we'll go. To see a Liverpool side manage the game, put a game to bed, and the home fixture at Anfield to be, you know, have a look again. Like, it's not going to be, oh, we need X amount of goals and we need this and we need that to go through. It should be done, in my opinion, for it to come back to Anfield and then have sort of, you know, a victory lap, if you like, here's some good football, some good European football back at Anfield.
A dominating win here in this tie, again, sends out another message to me to the rest of Europe, mm-hmm. because the way this Atletico side play, and okay, they're missing some players, aren't they? You know, you think about, they'd love to have Diego Costa involved. I don't know whether João Félix is going to make it. There was whispers that he wasn't. But again, they're a very defensive side. If Liverpool don't struggle against this team, the rest of the teams in the pot are going to be going, bloody hell, I don't know. I think they already are.
I think that's with the Premier League, though, as well, because you hear a lot of sort of talk about, oh, the Premier League this season isn't as good as it's been in past previous seasons. You see comparisons to, like, of when PSG runs away with the title and it's like, oh, yeah, but look at the league and the stuff. If you then go and perform on this European stage and you absolutely dominate, it is then, no, it's not just we're playing poor opposition. No, it's not the Premier League's having a bad season. We're a good side. We are a top quality, world-class side, and here's why.
For me, that's a load of nonsense. Because look at the Norwich on a weekend. Could you imagine that team in the league five, 6 years ago? They wouldn't be in the position they're in. They're a great mm-hmm. team. They play awesome football. I love watching them play. And for people to disrespect Liverpool by saying it's just a poor league, it just grinds my fucking...
Mate, it's just what happens, isn't it? I mean, City run away with it as Centurions a couple of years ago.
Cheating bastards.
Win the league by 19 points. No mention of a weak league there. No. All mention of how great Manchester City are, and they were, and rightfully so, and that's why we spoke about them. Liverpool fans were like, take your hat off, we were miles behind, 25 points behind them, we were. And the difference is now everyone's spitting the dummy out because Liverpool are doing it to them. It's not a weak league. Onto this game again, I think, Ben, one of the things that's interesting going into this game is actually the fitness level of the players involved, isn't it? I think, you know, it felt like for a while now that this would be the game, or certainly Norwich, where all the players are fit and ready. Yeah. And it shouldn't be at this stage of the season, but it is. It's where we've got a full squad to pick from, Nathaniel Clyne.
Yeah, thank God. It felt like a long time coming. But yeah, some of the players that obviously have had some injury problems, this, again, I think given the position in the league that we find ourselves in, this has been the game that's kind of been the target. So if you think about Fabinho and the way we've kind of like bedded him back into the side in particular, I think he's nailed on to start tomorrow night. And I think this will have been the game. Obviously, they'll have done the initial assessments after he picked up the injury against Napoli, and they'd have maybe got to Christmas and then have gone, right, we know that we can have him back and firing, not only available, but also we need him match fit for the Atletico game. We need him back up to speed because what we've seen of Fabinho is that, you know, including the time that he arrived and, you know, the injury as well, that actually, you know, he's just the type of player that does need a few games to get back up to speed, as you say. And I feel like, you know, again, minutes in the legs at Norwich will have all been part of the plan. And I think tomorrow will be the game where, you know, he's really ready to go. Milner's the same. I don't know how much Milner will be used across these two legs, but I think, again, that this game will have been the target to have him available, to have that experience in the match day squads. We've got loads of options now. I mean, Minamino wasn't even on the bench at the weekend against Norwich, but he's an option if we want to throw him in there, again, in the squad and have him as an option from the bench. So it's the luxury of having a fully fit squad is something that we don't often have. But you know, nevertheless, it looks like we've got it in the room, and it's a positive, big positive.
Yeah, I mean, before we get into it, I do want to talk a little bit about who we're going to be picking in our preferred 11s, but I also want to talk about how we think Klopp might line up. But before we do, I just want to give you this little clip from the Around the League show on the RedMenTV.com, where we talk in depth about Manchester City and their problems.
The knock-on effect for...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Manchester City here, Georgia, is fantastic, I find. Because what it means is I just think
he's just loving life.
Because it's 2 years of a ban, right? Let's live in a world where the ban stays and there's 2 years. For me, you've got
two Premier League titles for us.
Another two Premier League titles potentially for Liverpool. You've got, but beyond that,
The treble.
Well, no, because they'll focus on the domestic competition. Yeah, but they'll just win the league anyway.
Ben, best case scenario,
they end up in League Two. Yeah, then they'll win the Johnston's Paint Trophy or wherever it is they compete in down there.
If the Intertoto exists, they still wouldn't be allowed in that, would they? Because it's a European competition.
No, but there's going to be a third UEFA competition on the way as well. They wouldn't be allowed.
This is what it all comes down to. They're funding that competition with the winnings from City's fucking loss, aren't they? We earned that 30 million quid. Right, branding people. We need a third competition. Let's call it the Anti-City Cup.
God. Well, it's the thing, because there's so many City fans who... Oh, UEFA just don't like us. Yeah, no wonder they don't like you. No wonder they don't like you.
You're fucking cheating bastards.
We boo their anthem. Oh, whatever. But the point that I was trying to make, George, was that, like, Pep Guardiola, the challenge was going to be anyway to try and complete a rebuild of this team. If he was going to stay, how is he going to replace some of these players? But now we're going to see the knock-on effect, because, look, at the end of the day, if Manchester City, you know, no matter what, a bit like Man United at the moment, they can throw all the money in the world, and you know, they've got, even Man United have got the status in world football above Man City, but they can't sign any players because they've not got Champions League football.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be interesting to see how Pep Guardiola goes down, like what he decides to do, because if he does stay and they do get banned, it'll be a testament to him as a manager to show what he can do without money. Because, like you said, like
you still have the money.
But they'll just be a bit
in the
more...
sense of, like, he doesn't have that backing of Champions League football. Every other club he's been at,
a lot
in
of revenue being
has been, you know, come here, win trophies, we'll pay you lots of money.
Yeah.
Whereas he doesn't have all of that now, so it'll be interesting as a manager what he can do with those restrictions, because we've never seen that from him before. On the other hand, if he does leave and he goes to somewhere where the likes of Juventus, then again, hats off to him, because you're a manager who wants to win trophies, and you can't blame him either way, I think.
Yeah, the other side of that. The greatest ever, doesn't he? You can't do that if you're not playing Champions League.
Exactly. No one's going to remember that he wins another domestic treble back to, nobody's really, in the grand scheme of world European football, nobody's really, whereas if he goes to Juventus and he wins the Champions League, the domestic, then okay.
There you go, absolutely outstanding show there over on the RedMenTV.com. It's £5 a month, first month is free, that show by itself is worth the submission fee, trust me on that one. Georgia, how do you think Klopp will line us up then, midfield-wise? I think the back five, well, the back five's the back five, isn't it? There's no talking points there. Is there?
No.
Okay.
I'd say again, Fabinho definitely starts. I think that allows Henderson to get a little higher up. And I think for the type of game, I think it would be Gini Wijnaldum. I don't think throwing Keita or someone into this mix would do them any good or do us any good in the fixture. I think you need some sort of solidity in there. I think Wijnaldum is the best bet.
I think the team's the team. I think the team is.
So no auction from three?
No. I think Mane comes in. I think the team is the team.
Yeah.
That we've seen.
I think that's poo-poo, that section. Yeah. Are you very wrong? Literally no talking points.
I think in general, the talking point is that is the team. I think that's the team you trust the most. I think in the same way that we had the Wijnaldum, Henderson, Milner trio when we were going through towards Kiev, I think that is the when fully fit. I think that's the midfield first choice.
No formation changes.
No, I do think on the
no other managers taken instead of Klopp.
Neil Critchley not showing up.
Standard Liverpool turn up, play the first 11, and go home. Yeah. Really?
I think so. Do you think different?
I was a bit amazed. I'm just seeing if there's anything that anyone wants to put their head on. Wrong?
I don't know if maybe you could put like
Adrian in.
No, someone coming off the bench. I think maybe someone like Ox or Minamino might, if we're comfortable in the game, I think they might get a good opportunity.
Would you change the game if you find yourself 1-0 down? Do you go and chase it?
No.
Do you not know? Even though you're not going to
come back to Lions then?
No. I just fancy to do them anyway.
We were 3-0 down after the Barcelona game and we won that one 4-0. Yeah. So I'm not. I do think Atletico will be a really. I didn't want this draw more than any other, to be honest with you, because I just think they pose a different question than everybody else. And I think, you know, they have got that pedigree in European football. I think when you look at maybe a side like a Manchester City, I've obviously got Real Madrid this week, haven't they? That's going to be a tough one for them. I think the timing of the UEFA stuff actually works in City's favour. I think they come out the blocks and they are fuming and they play brilliantly because of it.
But that's all Pep's got. If you know him as a manager and you kind of, you know, you look at the behind the scenes of him as a manager and his talks and things, you've now got, this is the only chance you can win the Champions League in a City shirt for 2 years possibly. And if that's not fuel for anybody in that club, then I don't know. That's why I think they're
plus a danger. They still think that they've done nothing wrong, or they still believe that they've done nothing wrong. So for them, it's a case of they'll want to make a point of winning this competition and almost undermining UEFA's own competition by being the team that was banned and winning it and then not being involved for the next 2 years. So I think all that, you're right, comes into play, I think.
Okay, so let's talk about our preferred 11s then. Is anyone going any different?
I'd love to see Harvey Elliott, mate.
Will he bring anyone into the squad, or is he taking anyone really young out there to
I doubt it. Obviously, you get to take a few extra players and stuff, don't you? I think I don't know whether I'd like to see Ox in this game or not, you know.
I do agree, late on, I think you might see him come on, maybe give Mane a rest because he's only just come back from injury.
It depends on how he's going to approach the game.
Yeah.
If he's going for the throat, Keita or Ox is a really good option. If he's going for not conceding goals, then he'll play his midfield three like he always does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone's
just picking the 11, aren't they? Let's be honest. It's our strongest 11.
That's the 11 I want to see, yeah. I think mainly because, you know, as we discussed a little bit on the final way, I think given the extra dimension that we see to Jordan Henderson's game now, that midfield isn't just a pragmatic, safe midfield anymore. It's more of a balanced midfield than it ever was, because you've got a Jordan Henderson who really is you know, showing attacking flair and creating opportunities. And okay, he doesn't do it on the same level as Keita and particularly Oxlade-Chamberlain for me, in terms of he doesn't pick the ball out and make 10, 15 darting runs out midfield and burst forward. But I think what he provides now is an extra level to that particular midfield. Fabinho has given him the chance to go and do that by coming in, and I think that as a result, what you get from Henderson is something you don't get from Keita, in the sense that if we do find ourselves under pressure for periods of the game, you've got the cover, you've got three players, you've got three defensive-minded midfielders in there as well, and I think that's what I like about it.
Okay, I'm going to have to get a slightly different question to you this time, Kieran. I think this is quite difficult. If he decides to go with an Ox in the centre of the park, who lines up alongside him?
Right, in the centre, do you mean
we're in the eight? Next
yeah,
year.
Yeah. I think Fabinho's in the six.
Okay.
And yeah, maybe you put Wijnaldum.
So you'd take Hendo out if you play.
Possibly.
Just don't see him doing it.
I don't see him doing it, but that's possibly what I think might happen if he does go with Ox, because it's either Ox or Henderson gives you your creativity. You know what I mean? So.
Could you play Hendo as the six?
You could, but I think Fabinho is a better option. So, you know, it was last time I was on you, we were talking about how he's the best midfielder in the world. So don't see him letting Fabinho slack off while Henderson's sweating his nuts off in number six, you know.
I think I might prefer Hendo in the six with Ox and Wijnaldum, you know.
It's why it's the luxury of having
been
a full fit squad.
Fucking brilliant for 2 months.
Yeah.
He's so been tough. Brilliant. In that
it
sense.
Might be the extra.
It depends how
dimension,
Fabinho
yeah.
is in terms of fitness again.
But and, if he has a terrible 50, 60 minutes, maybe he does change it. Maybe that's what he does do. But
yeah, I think that's an option, and it depends how, although we say, and we've just been saying, how great some match fit Fabinho is for the sake of an argument. I'd say that there is a possibility is that could be one of the rotations as you drop Henderson into that. It's not like it's an unfamiliar role for him, and it's not like any of us are nervous that he could be in that position. So that if that's the one change that does happen, I wouldn't be mad.
No one would be asked either way. All right then, before we do score predictions, Kieran, you got a fight upcoming?
I have, mate, yeah. March the 14th, I'm headlining in Cardiff on a priority promotions bill.
Anfield South.
Anfield South, yeah. sorry, mate. I'm headlining Anfield South March 14th on IFL TV, which is a massive YouTube channel for boxing fans. I'm fighting Darren Surtees, who boxed on the same show as me last time. He's a really good fighter. He can bang with his backhand. So I think as long as I can avoid that. He's not gone past six rounds before, so I'd like to think in the later rounds is somewhere I can really take over. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to this fight, because hopefully winning this leads on to a major title for me in the future then. And also in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I think I've got a book I've written coming out, which is about my mentality in different situations I've faced in my career. Like when I was 19, my father committed suicide. And it's just how I used sport to handle that situation. It's about how I handle my kids and my relationship with my wife while I'm fighting and things like that. And how great she is to put up with me. But yeah, that's coming
out.
You
wanted the blowjob, you have to write a book.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Didn't work like
that. That's what I'm not doing, mate.
No, yeah, but that should be coming in the next 4 to 6 weeks or so. So,
will you send us a copy?
Yeah, definitely, mate. And if anyone wants to keep up with my career, follow me on Twitter. It's at KiwiGethin, and on Instagram, same thing.
Brilliant. Cheers, thank you guys. Very much. Good luck with the fight.
Thank you.
So, score predictions for this one, George. Have you got a book coming out?
No. It's fine.
Just go straight into score predictions then.
3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah, I think I'd say the same.
Okay.
1-0 to Liverpool.
I'm going 1-0 to Liverpool as well. I know it's boring.
I think
boring.
It's going to be that type of game. I think it's going to be.
So for me to talk about throwing out Tenzo when he goes with a 1-0.
Yeah. This is going to be a really interesting game for the neutrals who love like tactics and stuff, just to be able to watch how this plays out, because again, you know, we've talked about all the different ways that this could go, whether how Klopp approached it, how Simeone approaches it and all that. It's just going to be, for us, it's going to be stressful, but it's going to be a really interesting game of football to watch if, you know, if you really like your football and you're not just watching it for the spectacle and you want to analyse the game. I think it's going to be a really good game in that sense, and it's going to be tight.
Yes, it will be, and it's going to be 1-0. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube. Thank you to everybody who's joined me today, and to Tom on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.